creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is Charlie Penrose and the Laughing Policeman. And as I did say before, two policemen that will be making you laugh throughout January at Mansfield Palace Theatre are Sergeant Rick and Inspector Shaw, better known as Brandon Stafford and David Gell. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Good morning.
Morning, Gell. Now, I must admit, David, I forgot. Is it Gell or Gell?
It is actually Gell, but don't worry about it. It gets called all sorts of things.
I like to get it right. So David Gell and Brandon Stafford from Westfield Folk House Pantomimes, Aladdin at Mansfield Palace Theatre. Now, Westfield Folk House, they've been providing traditional pantos in Mansfield for 86 years. I mean, how many years have you both been involved? And I don't think 86.
Not 86, no. But I've been involved for 44 years now, performing on the stage. Brandon, he's been involved for...
This will be 28.
So, I mean, that's quite a while it is to be entertaining the public. Now, I did mention, of course, that you're playing the comedy pairing of Sergeant Rick and Inspector Short. So, tell us about your characters.
Okay, they're both actually as daft as each other, really. And when they're in the presence of other people, that comes through and it shows how useless they are. But when they're on their own, Inspector Shaw, he takes over the lead role because he likes to think he's more sensible and cleverer than Sergeant Rick. And so he tends to put on Sergeant Rick, and that's how it pans out.
Now, I'm almost asked, is that true in real life?
Quite possibly, yes.
It's a bit like Laurel and Hardy in that Stan Laurel was the funny man, if you like. A bit like, not I'm saying that we're as good as them, they were absolutely brilliant. But Stan Laurel was the brains behind everything, and Brandon is actually the show's director. So he's very much not like his character.
Now, Brandon, if we can ask you about that as director. I mean, we've seen only yesterday Aladdin was actually on the television. It's the first time that I've seen the Will Smith version of that. This, of course, is a pantomime version of it. So, I mean, what can we expect from the director's point of view of Aladdin?
Well, I think the key thing with the Folk House Panto is that it's a traditional pantomime, which is suitable for whether you're five or 100. And we have the wide range of people coming to see it. It's something that hopefully will have everyone laughing from the beginning to the end. We've got some very talented youngsters and seniors in there with lots of singing, dancing. The sets are superb, and live band, and plenty of comedy in there, and audience participation. So, you know, there's something for everyone that comes there.
And I think if anybody who went to see Cinderella last year and all the pantos that you've done in the previous years as well, I mean, they will back that up. It is a really, it is traditional in every sense of the word. It's just like when I used to go to the pantos when I was a kid. You know, you just sit there and you just you drink it all in. It is such a good production, and I'm looking forward to coming to see that anyway. Now, I'm pleased that you mentioned that it's got senior dancers and junior teams. It's got eight senior dancers and three lots of eight junior teams as well, sort of on different days, of course. So how much choreography do Rick and Shaw have?
Well, we do get involved a little bit on that, but fortunately, most of the dancing is left to the proper dancers in there. We've got a really talented set of senior chorus and three sets of eight junior chorus who are marvellous in what they do, and we're really fortunate to have. They're all from the local area. It's great to see them. We had auditions for them, and there were over 130 juniors and seniors auditions. So it really is, you know, quite competitive to get in there.
And we're very lucky in that the choreographer that we've got, who is Lynn Roberts, she's very talented, and she's also playing the genie this year. Lynn gets the very best out of the dancers that we've got. And she also realises our limitations. And when we have a dance, she gets the best out of us, which is nowhere near as good as the chorus girl. But she works with us very well.
You see, with you saying as well, the amount of people who actually auditioned for that, that just shows how popular Westfield Folkhouse pantomimes are for people wanting to get into one of their shows. Let's talk about costumes, because after seeing Aladdin on the telly box last night, the costumes, there's so many costumes. What are the costumes like for Westfield Folkhouse Aladdin?
We're very fortunate to have Julie Wright, who's our costume mistress, and she sorts the majority of costumes out for all the senior chorus and junior chorus, which you can imagine there is a fantastic amount of costumes involved. We've also hired some of the senior cast costumes, and basically, you know, we really do try and put on a spectacular production as regards set and costume, you know, hopefully that'll come across when we perform.
Well, I can definitely say that the shows that Westfield Folkhouse put on are indeed spectacular, and they're great fun as well. And just, I mean, last year, just listening to the audience, you know, you could tell how much they were involved in the panto as well. So how much audience participation have you got planned for this year's panto?
From the get-go, there is every time Brandon and I come on, we have a line that we give to the audience to get them to reply to us. So they shout up every time we come on. So every entrance we've got, they need that. There's also the other things that we've got with the audience, that, oh, yes, he is, oh, no, he isn't, and all that sort of stuff. So there's all that, and we ask the audience as well in the slapstick scene, should he get it? Should he get it, kids? You know, and that sort of thing. So, yeah, there's lots of it. And then at the end of the show, as we do traditionally, we have what we call a community number, where the audience joins in with the song, and each side sings against the other side. And yeah, there's loads of it. So nobody will be able to drift away. Hopefully there'll be something for everybody in all the scenes throughout the show.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned about the music and the singing for the panto as well. What's the music like for this particular panto? Is it sort of stuff taken from the Disney Aladdin, or what sort of music have you got lined up for us?
Well, unfortunately, you're not able to use any Disney music. They have that all licensed in, and you, unless you're doing a Disney production, you cannot do that. But we've got a great variety of songs, you know, from right up to date to going back a generation or two. So there's really something for everyone, and you know, we try and have that variety so it suits everyone in the audience.
Now, one good thing about this pantomime being sort of mid-January is everybody's, well, not exactly pantoed out, but they've got Christmas out of the way. They've got New Year's out of the way. It's that period of time where people maybe want to go to the theatre and they think, well, all the pantos have done. No. Oh, no, it isn't. Because this is when Westfield Folkhouse bring theirs around. I hope that you both had a brilliant Christmas and New Year. And is it sort of a bit of a relief to sort of have that little bit of a break and then go into pantomime instead of competing with all the other pantos that have been around the area?
It certainly is, Kev. Yeah, it's nice to have Christmas, have the new year, and have all that celebration. And you know, we have a break from rehearsals as well. But then, as you say, for the new year, for a lot of people, it can be very flat and all that. But for us with the Panto, it just lifts us another gear yet again. So it's something so much to look forward to. And as you say, it gets you through January, hopefully on a high, and gives people something as well to look forward to after, you know, when things become a little bit flat after Christmas. So, yes, it's a good time to do it. We enjoy doing it at this time of year.
And I've always said, pantos are like puppies. They're not just for Christmas, they're for all year round. So you can, you know, sort of go and enjoy yourself with a bit of panto fun even after Christmas, which is great. What about tickets? How can people get hold of tickets? Because I know that the tickets are incredibly reasonably priced. £9 for the tickets in there. I mean, what can you get for £9? It's a couple of pints, isn't it, in the pub, £9 nowadays. So where can people get these tickets from?
OK, the tickets are available from the Palace Theatre Mansfield box office. You can order online. We try and keep the tickets as low price as we can, so it makes it available to all. You know, it's not everyone who's got who's able to spend hundreds of pounds on family tickets and whatever. So it really is about a community production, really involving not only the people, the juniors and seniors from the community, but everyone in the community, so they're able to come and see it.
Brilliant. And what about for the rest of the year for both David and Brandon? What are you doing for the rest of the year? Are you getting involved in theatre?
Not really. We tend just to do the pantomime. And when I say just do the pantomime, the thing is that next year's production, the production for 2027, we'll start looking at that. We'll have 2 or 3 weeks off after this one has finished. And then the committee, the four of us who make up the committee, will get together to start discussing what we're going to do next January. And so the planning then starts there, and we have to keep doing that, so that we're ready for starting rehearsals and everything else in September of this year.
It's a constant cycle to be so entertaining. It really is. It's Aladdin, of course. It's at Mansfield Palace Theatre, the 17th to the 25th of January. It's being performed by the Westfield Folkhouse Pantomimes. I'm definitely looking forward to some arresting performances by David Gell and Brandon Stafford as Inspector Shaw and Sergeant Rick. So thank you guys for taking time. I believe it's sort of practice day today. Is it rehearsals?
Yes. We're about an hour away from starting a couple of run-throughs. So
marvelous stuff.
We really appreciate your support, Cap. Really is appreciated.
Well, I tell you what, it's for a theatre group that's been going for 86 years, you don't need my support because you've got such a massive fan base behind you. But it's always lovely to have you two on the show, even if it is just once a year, to talk about the panto. So have a brilliant panto. Break many legs. You don't need the look anyway because, as I say, it's always a brilliant pantomime. So thank you so much. I shall let you go and get yourself a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, or something, and get ready for rehearsals. And thanks for your time this morning, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. We'll see you down there. Cheers, mateys.
Thank you.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio.